Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone who tuned in to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Thank you for joining us from around the globe. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, for 15 minutes of power to get your week started. I had a fantastic weekend spending time with family and friends. I hope you enjoyed your weekend also. It was such a great time. A friend of mine and I attended a function this weekend, and it was so nice just reconnecting with people who I hadn't seen in over 8 years. You know, I always try to make time to reconnect and just enjoy being with people who are living their vision because it's so empowering. I had a tight schedule, but I'm glad that I was able to rearrange some things. Now, this lady who birthed this vision is in her 80s, and it was just a beautiful event. More people showed up than she expected. You see, it's never too late. Some of you may be sitting there and say, it's too late for me, but it's never too late. Just begin where you are and watch what follows. You will be surprised. It was so beautiful that it even brought her to tears. I'm telling you, it was a grand occasion. And this week, we're getting ready for our upcoming motivational conference. And I hope that some of you will be there. We'd love to meet you face to face. We will have our products and information about the conferences, the seminars, the workshops, our mentorship programs there. So stop by our table, Turning Point Enrichment, Inc. That's what our table, our booth will say. Let us hear from you. We love receiving emails from our listeners telling us how much they appreciate your Turning Point. Email us, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Or visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. You can even give us a call at 407-668-6828. We are on Facebook, like our page, Turning Point Enrichment, or find me on Google+. You know, we have all types of ways of reconnecting. We're on Instagram and Twitter. Just Google my name, Gertrude Chapman, and you'll find us there. Today's topic is release yourself and live your vision to the fullness. Live your vision to the fullness. What does that word release mean? That word release, according to dictionaries.com, means to free, be free from confinement, bondage, obligation, restraints, and everything that strives to keep you from mentally, emotionally, or physically moving forward into your vision. Be released from negative thinking that something cannot be done because it requires this or that. Refuse to allow money to become a defining factor in your life. Too many times people are holding themselves back because they feel that they do not have what it takes to get started. There are people still sitting around waiting until they get a certain amount of money, and then they could do whatever they want to do. Live that vision. And some of them have been waiting around for over 35 years. And I hope I'm not talking to any of y'all. But if I am, I want to encourage you that it's not too late. Release yourself and live your vision to the fullness. If you really want something bad enough, you will make a way to get it done. So why not make a move when it involves your future? Realize how much money is wasted each day to fuel depression or an addiction. People buy all kinds of things and go into debt because there is an urge to satisfy a void or unfulfilled desire. Allowing your mind to be undisciplined and running away instead of harnessing that vision inside of you, that's a dangerous thing. Your mind is the most powerful asset that you possess. Learn to use your mind in an effective way and watch how your life will spring forth so you can be victorious in every area of your life. Too many times people concentrate on what they cannot do. Well, how do you know if you're just sitting around doing nothing? You have to believe. So set your mind in a position to believe that you can have what you desire. Refuse to allow yourself to live in defeat. You have the power to rise from any situation and possess whatever will make a positive impact to others in your life. You see, what is housed on the inside of you has the ability to affect many people. That number is so great that you cannot even count. I see it. I see it this way. This is why I am speaking this. You have to set it. You have to see it. And in order to see it, you have to believe that you can accomplish your heart's desire. Your vision is precious. So you have to guard what is on the inside of your heart. If there is someone who does not appreciate what you say, then there is no need to try and explain anything to them. Release yourself from other people's opinion. No one's opinion should ever define you. It should never define who you are. How many people have allowed themselves to be shaped by others' opinions and conform to their thinking pattern? Realize that you are an individual who has your own DNA. You are not a carbon copy, and most of all, nothing should dictate defeat when you are seeking to walk in victory. Learn to keep your mouth shut. Stop getting your feelings hurt and withdrawing back into your shell. Learn. You cannot tell everybody everything because they don't understand. So see yourself. So release yourself, from talking too much to people. You cannot... who cannot see where you are going. Release yourself from worry. Begin to move forward and watch doors open. Worrying is frustrating. How many times have you worried about something that never even happened? It was all in the mind. So see what I mean about the mind? It is powerful. So learn to use it for your benefit instead of something that causes you to erode from the inside. Release yourself from doubt. Doubt means to be uncertain. It also means undecided. When you want to change, make a decision that allows for no turning back. Be definite and sure about your future and watch that peace that will begin to flood your heart. Avoid opening the door to fear because you can do anything that you focus your mind on. Focus and dismiss doubt. It is your time to make a change. You can do it. Release yourself from limiting beliefs. We live in a world of abundance. There's abundance all around us. The reason some people are living in lack is because of their mindset. Avoid adapting to limited beliefs and living habits and begin elevating your mind toward abundance. You will begin to see things in a whole different light. Ideas will become illuminated, and you will soar above every circumstance and situation. Trust me, I have had those trying moments, but then I elevated my mind by seeing things differently, and I began to soar like an eagle. You cannot think on the negative for too long because it will come on the inside of your mind. Be aware of your thinking. So you could rid yourself of those negative thought patterns and limiting beliefs immediately. Refuse to live in whatever will be. Awareness of your thoughts will help shape your direction in life. You do not have to accept everything that you hear or imagine. Choose to think on things that have a good report. Shape your future by changing your mindset. Release yourself from not knowing how. In this computer age, you can find out how to do anything. Between YouTube and Pinterest, Google, between those websites alone, you can become an expert in a short amount of time. The information is so great out there, and you can learn so much. Pull up websites from people in your field and see what they are doing. And explore how each one presents his or her company. You have to be willing. And if you're willing, you can accomplish much. Release yourself from your surroundings. Just because you were born on the other side of the tracks, does that mean that you have to continue to live in that mental environment? It's time to make a decision to move on and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get rid of any anger issues, because anger will block you from receiving whatever you are seeking. Stop blaming others. You know, people go around and they blame this one. They blame something. If it's not a person, it's a thing. It's a situation or a circumstance. It's not any of those things. It's you. It's you. So you can't be angry at this one or angry about that. It's you who holds yourself back. Because when you make a decision that allows for no turning back, you'll be determined to go forth and do those things which are inside your heart. You see, anger does not affect the other person. It only affects you. So stop missing out when you could be living a fulfilled life. Forgive, move on, because life is too short for regret. Release yourself from toxic relationships. You could be unhappy and miserable all by yourself. So why invite someone who has a toxic attitude to dump their toxic waste into your life? You are not a garbage disposal. Surround yourself with people who are moving. They're looking and they're moving forward in their lives. These people, they're not just hearers and doers, but they also finishers. In the natural, when a hazmat crew comes to a toxic site, they wear protective gear so that the toxins do not contaminate them. Likewise, protect your heart from contamination, that contaminant of negativity and unproductiveness. Release yourself from self-defeat. Now let us take a moment now and discuss self-defeat. Self-defeat is something that begins to work on the inside to the point of slowly eating away at a person from the inside out. You can see what you intend to do. You may even begin a project, but you allow fear to enter in because you do not want to fail. As long as you are working alone, everything is fine. But the minute someone enters the picture, you withdraw because you don't want others to see your weakness. Realize that everyone makes mistakes, and mistakes are excellent learning tools, and they teach us how to become successful. Failure is just the opposite of success. Analyze the situation. If this is what happened to cause failure, then just turn it around and you will find success. Instead of trying to be a perfectionist, devote yourself to excellence. Give everything you've got to achieve a goal. Do the best that you can do. Turn yourself to others. You cannot give what you do not possess on the inside. Be the best that you could be. You be the best you that you could be. I repeated that again so it could come into you, so you could start believing in what's on the inside of you and allow your vision to flourish. Is a year of release. You have been living in restrictions for too long. It's time that you realize that the best is yet to come. So why not shift gears and make a concentrated effort that allows for no turning back? I know that this is moving you out of your comfort zone, but that's okay, because this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Listeners, I have enjoyed spending this 15 minutes of motivation with you, and I hope what you heard, you will begin to immediately apply these tips to your life. Drop us a line and let us know how these messages are impacting your life. Again, email us at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Or call us, 407-668-6828. Remember, Mount up like an eagle. Go to the high place. Your season is about to change. You've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Have a prosperous week.